The question was asked, how are we to view a person who stays in a position that he becomes totally frozen and this is unhealthy and dangerous? How do we view that? So we are supposed to guard our souls. Chazal caution us that when we're traveling, Al tir gizu vadarech, Yosef tells his siblings. Don't talk Torah, because when you talk Torah, you could get so engrossed you could walk in the middle of a busy street. I only saw this when people are lovesick. I find that people, when they're madly in love or when they're engaged just before their wedding, and they almost get killed. People are walking and suddenly they find themselves in the middle of a highway and they're like, oh boy, I didn't look to my right or my left. That wasn't a good idea. And this happens all the time. But we don't get so involved in anything like we should. And in Chazal's time, they did get so involved in their learning Torah to the point where they just didn't see what was going on around them. They were so focused that what was around them didn't exist. Literally didn't exist. Chazal cautioned us that because of that, people who learn that way should not learn Torah when they're traveling. Okay. That they have to be careful not to learn things that they'll get engrossed in.
But that's not the question. Study Torah might be not stop in place we should stop.
I didn't follow.
Shouldn't we be careful? Is not that Allah when we are driving, or I don't know, we are on a bus, that we should not study Torah? We don't drop a place we should get out.
When you're driving, you can't learn Torah. I mean, you got to focus on your driving. But when you're on a bus, you could learn Torah. The problem is when you're walking down a street, and you might not realize when you walk into an intersection. So then you got to be careful.
It's not another bad thing that if you're not focused on life around you. How can you apply Torah if you're so absorbed by a different word? Realize that your friend maybe is in need. I can realize maybe someone is drowning and you need to save him.
Shlomo Melech said, "Lakol zman." Everything has its time. Meaning, when you can learn Torah, you learn Torah. When necessary, you focus on what's necessary to focus on. But I think that it wasn't on purpose that Hillel got frozen there. Right? When a person has to focus on saving someone, that's his mitzvah. Then that's what he should focus on. But whenever a person has the opportunity to learn Torah, he shouldn't start looking around. Hey, maybe someone needs me to save his life. You're sitting on a bus and the bus is full, so it's no excuse to focus on the safer and say, I bet there is no one here who needs my seat. No, then your responsibility is to notice where you're sitting, notice what's doing in the bus, and notice the pregnant lady that got on the bus or that old man who needs your seat. That is your responsibility. You don't have a right to get so engrossed when you know the whole bus is full and there's a good chance that there are people who need the seat and should have it more than you. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that every time I'm on a bus, I have to spend my time looking around me. When I can, I should be learning Torah.